broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday night, October the 20th, 2023, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Carrington Nelson at a wedding this week, away at a wedding. Sean Kraft on vacation down in Georgia. Matt Morgan here in studio. But Matt, in hour number one, we've learned that Jim Jordan is not going to be Speaker of the House, so we went in search of a Speaker of the House doing the business of government right here from this Friday night radio program. We called Opal Covey. She's busy fighting corruption in Toledo. She can't do it. There's no sound on her television, so she can't even really hear what's going on in the country at this point. And then we called the golden voice Ted Williams just when we thought our luck was down, when Opal refused the job, and Ted said he will do it, but then he got a call and had to go.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, it was good.
I think we have solved America's troubles.
We have. We got a Speaker of the House.
We've done it. One that people will vote for. Now, if anybody has any thoughts on this, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944, or this program in general, if you'd like to critique it. We will allow that tonight. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Now, we talked a little bit about Sweetest Day. That's tomorrow. It's a totally made-up thing. But there will be engagements tomorrow. There will be gifts tomorrow. There will be all kind of romantic dinners. There will be people going away for the weekend. What do you make of all this nonsense? And as I said earlier, unless I'm proven wrong, I don't think that I've ever gotten anybody anything for Sweetest Day, so I've never participated in this corruption. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, is Ted going to run for that like he did president and governor?
Well, I don't know. He might go for this because he really doesn't have to run. He just has to get the votes of Congress to do it.
Oh, well, he hasn't done too good to his other ventures, I don't
know. But would you like to see Ted Williams be Speaker of the House?
No.
No. Why not?
He don't have the qualifications.
Now, who does at this point, though? We can't get anybody.
Well, we know Jim Jordan may have qualifications, but he's not the person that you need in there. You know, the way he took care of OSU, I guess he is qualified to be a politician. You know, how he did it in OSU, you know, you got to be a little crooked to be a politician, so he ranks right in there.
But don't you think, I mean, we tried Opal first?
Well.
Don't you think she'd be a tremendous Speaker of the House if she can get her television working?
I listened to 15 minutes of that, and I had turned on something else. I didn't hear the rest of it.
Well,
I didn't even hear Ted.
Yeah, she kind of got on a roll, and then we had to cut her off, and then we turned on over to Ted, and Ted said, hey, here I go.
You tried to cut her off a few times, but that wasn't happening, so I cut her off myself. But.
See, when you get her on a roll, it's like standing on the train tracks when it's coming down. You really can't do anything, because the train's going to roll over you.
Well, you know, Scott Searcher's going to need a job. Maybe he could do it.
You want me to ask him Tuesday if he wants to be Speaker of the House if we don't have one by Tuesday?
Right, yeah, maybe ask him.
Well,
better yet, give him Robert Landon's phone number.
Okay, well.
They're Republicans, boy, and he's Republican, he'd straighten them out.
Well, there you go. And I don't think he has to do any books as Speaker of the House.
Just run his mouth, and I guess he's good at that, ain't he?
Well, I think golden voice Speaker of the House, I think it's a match made in heaven.
Well, he could talk it up, you know, be better than that wrestler you have on there sometimes.
Don't you think it'd be entertaining to watch those votes all of a sudden? I bet those would be the highest rated votes you would ever see with Ted up there banging the gavel, asking for a cheeseburger while he's trying to get things done.
So nobody's won yet?
No. No.
You know, the other guy was getting close.
Well, we'll have to see what happens, but no, we're still speakerless.
Our government. Just like shutting down the you know, not passing the budget and have to shut down the government all the time and get an agreement for another month. And, I mean, it just gets a little ridiculous sometimes.
It can be troublesome. Well, stick with us. We're not calling Opal this hour, so no reason to change the dial.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. She might have plummeted our ratings there.
Maybe, yeah.
She might have. But we had to do it for America. We had to try to get somebody to take the job, and she was first on the list.
Unfortunately, she didn't want it.
She didn't want the job. So, Ted, we got Ted, and there you go. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Doesn't anybody appreciate what we were trying to do for America? Now, again, I have never participated in this fake Sweetest Day holiday, unless I'm proven wrong. Now, if I did ever get anybody anything for Sweetest Day, I'll admit it. I just don't remember that I ever did. It's made up, is what we're talking about tonight. It's really made up tomorrow. But, again, there'll be a lot of stuff going on.
I think that they made it so they could sell people things.
It's really all about money.
I think most holidays now have migrated towards being about money.
Well, let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, is this Scott?
This is Scott.
Hey, Scott. I got an answer to all of your problems.
Oh, well, who's this first of all? Who's this?
Well, I can't tell you that for political reasons.
Oh, you got an answer for our political problems?
Yeah, the speaker.
Oh, go right, please, go right ahead. We need help.
You're going to be disappointed because someone in your circle is holding out on you.
In my circle?
Yes.
Oh, no, well, who is it?
Well, I can't tell you that either.
So you can't give me the answer at all.
I'll get to who the speaker is, but I can't tell you who's holding out on you just yet.
Okay, so now the person holding out on me is not the speaker.
No. There's someone in your inner circle that's holding out on you. They know the perfect person for the speaker.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear it then.
So this guy is a staunch Trump supporter. Trump can do no wrong.
The speaker or the supporter?
To the supporter, he believes that Trump can do no wrong.
Okay, so the supporter believes Trump can do no wrong, but the speaker, but who's the speaker? Who's going to be the next speaker?
I'm sorry, I misspoke. The guy who should be the speaker believes in Trump and thinks he can do no wrong.
Okay, who is that?
He's a God-fearing man. Very, very vocal on his opinion and straight down, or well, clear to the right as far as you can get. All subjects. Don't you think that would sound like the perfect speaker for the House?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they don't seem to be voting in unison there right now, but it could be. Who is it? Who's the person?
This guy that's going to be the speaker.
Who is it?
Hey, Matthew.
Yeah.
I think someone you know could be this person. Do you think that?
I do believe.
Do you know something here?
I do believe I know who you're describing.
Who is it?
I mean, my uncle.
Oh, your uncle.
He's describing.
He could be the Speaker of the House.
I guess.
Well, is he qualified?
I mean, he certainly got some opinions.
That's all you need. You don't need anything more than that.
I told you someone in your circle was holding out on you.
So Matt was holding out on us.
Yes.
What's wrong with you, Matt?
You know, I mean, I didn't think about it until he brought it up. But yeah, I mean, you know, it sounds about right.
We'll send the resume in.
we'll let Matt get you in touch with him.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. What is all this about, Matt? Your uncle and... And you knew the whole time that this was the guy who could do the job.
I mean, I didn't know. I didn't really think about it, but, you know, I guess it makes sense now.
Here you are in my inner circle. And you've been holding out. You knew who the next speaker should be the whole time.
I guess so.
And you put me through that Olympic phone call with Opal, and all the whole time you knew who it should be.
My bad.
Yeah, now, can we get your uncle to do it?
I bet you if you asked him, he'd probably say he'd be the best speaker that there ever would have been.
Now, does he have transportation problems like Opal?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We'll take anything at this point, because we've got no speaker. We need a speaker. We're trying to fill the position. So now, well, Opal's not in it. We tried Opal. She's out. Ted, I think, thinks he wants the job. Maybe he'll get the votes. And now your uncle is a Trump man.
Yeah, he is.
Now, how staunch Trump is he?
I don't think that...
Is he Jim Jordan Trumpish?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Yeah.
Can he persuade, like, the 26 people who voted against Jim Jordan to take the job?
I'm sure he'd probably try.
Well, there you go. We just need somebody. It really doesn't matter who at this particular juncture. We just need somebody who can get the votes, put the bills on the floor. That's really what we're looking for.
That's all we need.
That's all we need. It's a very simple qualification process here.
I mean, he fits the qualifications, I guess.
At this point, as I've said, McDonald's has an easier time getting employees than the speaker position, the House of Representatives. I don't know why it's so hard.
I mean, we got two in like an hour.
Yeah, we just went right through it. You know, just rattling these people off, left, right, and sideways. All right, let's take a call here. Go ahead, caller.
So, you're not saying anything so much about the ladies other than Opal. Do you think I'd make a good speaker?
Now, we've got to run you through the process here. Now,
oh, okay. Well, you already said all you have to do is throw bills on the floor. I mean, I'm really good at that. There's my electric bill over there.
Well, that's a good line. I like it.
I have a big mouth, so I think those are two good qualifications.
Well, let's start from plan A. Well, how did you feel Opal did tonight in her job interview?
Oh, call me Lee Jr. Once I heard that, I went in the kitchen and started washing. I left my listening device in the front.
I bet our ratings took a plummet there like nobody's business.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, what about Ted Williams?
Yeah, he has a great voice.
Did you hear him say it's possible?
Yes, I did.
Now, did you hear him say he hasn't been paid, though, so there might be some financial difficulties?
Yeah, what's up with that? We might need to go regulate.
So now we've got Matt's uncle being thrown up for the job. What do you think about that? He's a God-fearing Trump supporter.
Right on, brother.
There you go. But now you want the job as well. Now, what would you do? Well, what could you do that these other three could not?
Well, I just wouldn't. Well, I'm funny when it comes to money, so they'd be paying me. I'm really good. My hidden talent is making scenes. I'd be getting paid.
You'd get it done.
Yeah, we'd be getting it done. I'd be getting paid. Second of all, I got a big old mouth, and I just, anytime somebody started talking, and I didn't like their opinion or what they had to say, I'd just talk over them, and they'd get frustrated and give up. You know what that feels like.
Well, you know, I figure, to me, like, running a talk show is like driving down the highway picking up hitchhikers. You know, you just go down that highway, and some people get in your car, and you can let them in and have a nice conversation, and other people, you're just hoping to hit a tree head on.
Speaking of the highway, Sean, I hope you made it to your destination safely if you're listening. Mwah.
What is that? Well, why does that always happen?
Like, Sean, I have never been shy about that.
Yeah, but why you and
hey,
me...
Oh, and don't think I didn't hear your little wise crack the other day. Oh, your girlfriend. It's not like that. He's probably like one of, if not my favorite personality on this channel.
Oh, I see where it... Do you realize you're talking to two personalities on this channel right now?
Okay, and I'm probably not your favorite caller. And what? See, that's why I'd be a good, like,
speaker. I can't, listen.
I don't get embarrassed.
I was even about to tell you I was going to check your name down for...
Now, see what you've done? You've offended Dear Matt.
Hey, Wait, enough of you. What not?
He's like, go ahead. Matt, she's offended you now.
I was going to go ahead and fill out her application for the Speaker of the House.
Well, Matt, I mean, me and Sean go way back. You're a young pup. I gotta get to know you a little bit more, but I doubt you could ever take Sean's place.
Well, it might happen, though, if his heart explodes.
See, that's what...
Well, no, I mean,
Why would his heart explode?
Well, he's had some health issues. I think he would understand that.
Well, unlike some of you, at least he has a heart.
Matt, you gonna let her talk to you like that?
Hey, listen, you guys have a good show.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Oh, there's another candidate. We know she can drive.
Yeah.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The topics tonight, we're trying to find a Speaker of the House and Sweetest Day. If that's not an itinerary for a show, I don't know what is. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you got anything to say. Do you ever notice when Sarah calls in there? I'm not saying this in a negative way, but it's always like hee-haw with her and Sean. It's like, you know, she starts talking to me like she wants to have a conversation, and then it's, hold on, how's it going, Sean? How's it going, Sarah? Like they're yelling over the back fence in the cornfield or something. I mean, what is that? Did I ever tell you about the time I was driving around? I think I was leaving school, and we had a show on here. Nate Redman hosted a show, and Sarah had always called in on my show. You know, very cordial, nice. She'd called on Charlie's show, cordial, nice. And I'm driving home one day, and all of a sudden Nate is on the line, and Sarah calls in, and they're having this wonderful, you know, backwoods conversation. And all of a sudden, they break out into a duet. Singing on the radio. And I come in the next morning to do my show, and I say, listen, this is what I heard leaving the school the other day. I heard Sarah and Nate singing like an old Carpenters song or something on the way home. Now, what is that? She's never called in and sang on my show.
I guess she just liked that show better.
I guess she did. You know, I don't know why.
I don't know.
Anyway, but that's the type of thing that happens when you're in radio. You pick up these hitchhikers on the side of the road, and sometimes they're okay and sometimes they're not. But apparently Opal is not one of their favorites.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
You know, you can't please everybody all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, we better do the top 10 list. We don't want to forget that.
I forgot there was a top 10 list.
There's a top 10 list. We don't want to forget the old top 10 list here. Let's get that revved up for tonight. Oh, there we go. There's the old drum roll. My favorite thing, the drum roll on Friday night from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. Uh-oh. See, we always have trouble with the old drum roll on Friday night. We never have this type of trouble on Friday morning. Okay, I think we got the drum roll back at this point. There it is. Okay. Let's see here. We'll get this all cleared up. From the home office in Columbus, Ohio, top 10 ghosts that want to be interviewed by Scott Spears. Oh, now, do you understand this category?
Yes, I do.
Top 10 ghosts that want to be interviewed by Scott Spears. Number 10, Jim Thorpe.
That's a good one.
Good one, of course. Number 9, Lee Harvey Oswald.
That'd be a good interview.
He's up there. He's waiting on me. Number 8, Albert Parker, inventor of the Claxton fruitcake. No. No. That interview ain't going to be happening, Albert. You're just going to have to stand in line. Number 7, Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus.
I got some questions for old Chris. Number 6, Milton S. Hershey, the inventor of Sweetest Day.
Yep, sounds about right.
He's a little bit phony.
Yeah.
Little bit of a phony. I went to Hershey, Pennsylvania one time. You ever been to Hershey?
I have not, no.
The street lights are like Hershey kisses.
Did you take a tour of the factory?
I did.
Nice.
I did all the things in Hershey. I did everything there was to do, which is about 2 things. It didn't take very long. Number 5, Nan Britton. Absolutely. Boy, do we got some questions for old Nan Britton. Top 10 ghosts that want to be interviewed by Scott Spears. Number 4, Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald. He's not dead. He's just retired.
We got to get him. Number 3, Wrong Way Corrigan, the first pilot of the WWGH chopper. Oh, yeah, he passed away. That's a sad, sad story. Old Wrong Way. He went up there in that chopper one day, and he was not licensed to run the WWGH chopper. It was a little old, and it had a gas leak. and it didn't burst into flame or anything, but the gas leaked out, and he tried to land the thing, and he got out. He did land it, technically, on the top of a building when he was out doing the traffic report, and he got out, and when he was getting back in, the bar was hanging a little low, and he smacked his head on the bar, gave him a third-grade concussion. He passed out on the roof of the towers, and since there was nobody up there to save him, he passed away.
That is sad.
Isn't that a terrible story?
Yeah.
But we'll meet him again one day.
Yep.
That's one of our former employees. Went on to the great beyond. Number two, Bob Marvin, a.k.a. Flippo the Clown. Well, I did interview Flippo when he was alive. He'd be the second clown I'd interview, Ronald and Flippo. And the number one ghost that wants to be interviewed by Scott Spears, Phyllis Diller. Well, of course, Phyllis was a dear friend in life, would be a dear friend in death. We thank Bob Welch from Columbus, Ohio for that list. I think that was a good list.
He does a good job on the lists.
We appreciate the list each and every Friday, 740-383-9944. Is there anybody missing from that list?
There's gotta be lots of people missing from the list.
You know, I went to Hershey during COVID, but it wasn't that bad. I mean, you had to wear a mask. I do remember wearing a mask in the factory, but I don't remember it being a big issue.
I mean, I wouldn't think it was.
No, it was still fun. I like the town. The town is not really all that big.
Didn't Hershey develop Hershey, Pennsylvania, so that way they could have employees live close to the factory?
Yeah, I mean, the town is really run off Hershey. It's a small place. It's not a big place at all. I mean, it's there, and they have a statue of old Milton there.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's nice. That was a fun trip. I liked that trip. It was a good time.
One of these days I'll have to go there. Can't you buy like freshly made chocolate?
Oh yeah, yeah, they have all that stuff. And you can buy things for people. It's a big gift shops, and that was a trip. In that same trip I went to Hershey, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the country started, and Manhattan.
Nice.
All there on the East Coast.
That's always fun.
It was an interesting trip.
Most I've gone to is Myrtle Beach, and I've gone to I've gone to Green Bay.
Now, it was not for Sweetest Day. I think it was just, like, in March I went. Seemed to be that. I think it was March. March or April, something like that.
Like I said earlier, I didn't even know Sweetest Day existed until I started working at Kroger, and people were buying, like, candy and gift cards for people, and I was like, what's going on?
Well, I just went with a friend. So it certainly wouldn't have been a Sweetest Day type of thing.
No.
No. It was just a friendly trip.
I mean, yeah.
I don't remember there being any issues on that trip that I can remember.
I mean, that's always a good one.
If there were issues, I blocked them out.
You know, I don't know that that's healthy there.
Well, I don't remember any issues. I don't remember anything. I thought it was a pretty fun trip, from what I remember.
I mean, it probably was pretty fun.
I think the company was fair, you know.
What do you mean?
But I bring up any group, you know. I mean, like, if the company is like a 4, just because I'm there, it goes up to about an 8.
You think so?
Yeah, because, you know, they could be boring as cream of wheat, but I'm there, and so it amps it up a little bit, gives a little poof to the trip.
You just gotta bring the interviewer out and start making them talk.
That's right, you gotta bring, I remember, you know, the person I was on the trip with was not a very talkative person, so, you know, but I got it out of that person.
I mean, I hope so. I don't think I'd want to be on a trip with somebody who's not talking. That doesn't sound like a good trip.
No, I've worked over a lot of people that way on trips. That's how you have to do it. You just got to get it out. Just keep talking until they start talking, and then you're okay. That's how you do it.
Eventually, it'll click.
Eventually, they will. So, if you had to do something for Sweetest Day tomorrow, what would you do?
Go out to dinner. Something like that.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people will probably do that. A lot of people will give chocolate, but there will be engagements tomorrow, and we'll see all these pictures on social media tomorrow night or Sunday. Look what happened. They'll all act like they're surprised, like they don't know tomorrow's sweetest day.
I don't think they know that they're going to get engaged to on sweetest
day. No, but a lot of people do this all the time. I mean, it's, you know, if somebody's out there goofing off. You know when somebody wants to put a ring in your nose or in your finger. Listen, if you want to go to prison, that's your business. Nobody can stop you.
Who? Why? Why do you want to go to prison?
Well, no, that's what marriage is like.
Prison. Oh, yeah.
It's like a prison sentence.
Yeah, that's fair. That's agreeable.
So that's what they're getting into. So if they want to start that on a made-up holiday, go right ahead.
You just signed your life away.
You know, proposals are a funny thing. I've never done that. But people think that's romantic. Can you imagine somebody getting down on a knee, putting a ring on your finger, and you can't see anybody else is essentially what that means. Just the same thing I've already taken out the old branding iron and slapped it on you. I mean, this is romance to you?
You gotta get
and some of these people have been branded 4 or 5 times before, so it's not like it's a new thing.
It's not real romance unless you get the paperwork involved.
So. Oh, my Lord. Paperwork. Remember when we were having the conversation? I don't want to say the name because she's been married and divorced a couple times. I think she's on the third marriage. And she said she didn't understand paperwork. And she's in her third marriage.
That's always a good one.
You remember that, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't want to bring her name up. Rhymes with Abby. That's as much as I'll give you. But there you go. You got an old third marriage right there. And she's saying, I don't even understand why there is marriage. And I'm thinking, you're married for the third time.
I don't know. I think a lot of people get married more for the spectacle, more so than the fact that they want
to
be married.
I think so, too. And as I've said before, I hate to go back to this subject, but I believe if you've been married more than twice, if you're on your third, you have a character defect. There's something wrong with your brain that you can't stop. Stop it. Pump the brakes. You're bothering people. Don't do this anymore.
I agree. The moment you get married the third time, you have to expect me to be a little skeptical of your relationship.
Yeah, you can't come for like the fifth marriage and say, oh, this is definitely the one. We're looking at you like you are a moron. You are the... And people will congratulate you. They'll say, oh, that's wonderful. And they're like, what an idiot. That's what's going on. I hate to say that, but that's the truth.
Yeah, I wonder if people ever think... Like, about what happened in the last one.
No, they never think about what happened the last time.
Don't you remember the last one?
Yeah, don't you remember a couple years ago what happened? Don't you remember how that ended? They can't help themselves.
It's not good.
Not being very smart, hopefully, is not contagious. Because some of these people are around. And I don't think they're dumb, like, dumb human beings. I just think that they clearly are not very bright when it comes to the old marriage tree.
I mean, that's fair. I don't know why. I honestly, like, if you get married once, that's fine, I guess.
Once is fine. I would never criticize anybody for getting married once.
But a second time?
Second time, I'm starting to get skeptical.
Yeah, I'm like, all right.
But okay. I'll even let you get married a second time, because I'll say, well, maybe the first one was a mistake. Okay, second one. When the second one ends, that's it.
Yeah.
If you do anything beyond the second one, then I'm skeptical, totally skeptical, and I think you're just getting married to get married. Maybe you want the gifts. Maybe you want the toaster. I don't understand.
Are you ever skeptical of marriages before, before multiple marriages, I guess?
Like just two people want to get married?
Like, two people got married for the first time.
Well, not as skeptical as multiple marriages. Like, I can look at people and say, well, that might not work, but I really don't know for the first one, because maybe it will. But three or four, no. No, I don't care if they look like they're made for each other. I know it ain't working.
It's like the kid we work with, the one who wanted to propose to his girlfriend.
What happened to him? Is he still going through with that?
I have not a clue. I haven't asked. I should ask him about that.
Yeah, shouldn't we find out if he's going to his death sentence? Tomorrow's sweetest day. Oh, my God. What if it's going on tomorrow?
Oh, what if he actually does do it tomorrow?
Oh, this poor boy.
It'd be
poor boy. You know, here's the thing. I know that there are girls who I was involved with. If I would have proposed to them, they would have said yes. And that just tells me that they're mentally ill. Because it's just basically anybody who proposes to them, they'll say yes to. It doesn't matter who.
I feel like you're like almost like selling your soul.
Well, it really is. And then one day you wake up, and all of a sudden, all that, it's all gone. And it could all start tomorrow on Sweetest Day. Sweetest day indeed.
What a day.
What a day. It's almost like Halloween.
I think it's probably scarier than Halloween.
Oh, it scares me just to think about what's going to happen tomorrow. But people will act so surprised. Oh, you got me flowers. Oh, you got me candy. Come on.
I think...
It's sweetest day.
See, the pro strategy is just to not get him anything.
Yeah, do that.
They'll be more surprised when you don't get him anything.
You know, I just don't understand it. I feel bad. You know, it's not so much an anger. It's more of a, I feel bad for these people that they're delusional. I feel bad that they really think that there's going to be a happy ending there. They really do believe that.
I don't think that you could be happy with one person forever. That sounds like torture.
Well, like I said.
Eventually you run out of things to talk about.
The wording is all wrong. You know, you're the one.
I've never met anybody like
you. I've never met anybody like you. You don't say those things in real life. That's not reality. Especially if you've been married and divorced several times. We're really not buying it. We know that's a load of garbage.
It's all just a marketing scheme.
Well, it really is. You have fooled yourself into really believing that is what's happened. Now, I don't think that they know that they're lying or how ridiculous they sound.
I doubt it. I think they truly believe it.
Well, and I'm sure they believed it every other time as well. Yep. Until they didn't believe it.
Yep.
And there was a... See, here's the problem. Once you say that, I know you're insane. Because, first of all, what does that even mean? I got a feeling. Okay, well, maybe it's like flu. You know, maybe it's an early flu. And then I've never met anybody like you. What does that even mean when you break it down?
I'm not sure, but like...
Well, I'm sure you haven't, because there's only one of them.
I don't know. I almost think of it the opposite way. I'm sure you've met somebody almost just, like, obviously you can't be just like me, but like, I'm sure you've met somebody, like, pretty close to me before.
It's a male. What are they doing so different?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Yeah. I mean, has it really been that bad for you?
It has to be, I guess.
Their life's just been total misery until that moment.
What
a load of garbage. I mean, it's just so... To me, it's just so disingenuous. And one of the things I cannot take is a disingenuous person.
I agree.
Because you can do any... If you came and actually said the truth, that, listen, I don't like to be alone, I'm desperate, I have a problem... Okay, I believe that. But don't give me this, you're the one, I've never met anybody like you, blah, 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 blah. That's nonsense.
I feel like when somebody says a line like that, you almost have to assume they've used it like a million times already.
Well, you have to. You cannot say, you can't continuously use that.
It's a one, you got one time use.
One and done. One and done. It's like Glenn Coble's mayoral run. One and done. I don't know. It's depressing, but tomorrow will be that day, so congrats. By the way, happy Sweetest Day to everybody. Hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow.
R.I.P. to everybody who's gonna sell their soul away tomorrow.
You know, I feel like I should get something for somebody tomorrow. It's a possibility. Maybe I'll partake in it for the first time.
Yeah, maybe I'll see if my parents they're in Florida. Never mind.
Yeah, well, you can find a girl, couldn't you?
I was going to take my parents to dinner.
Oh, that'd be nice of you. Oh, it's awful suspicious it's the one time they're in Florida. No, if you had to pick a girl, who would it be? In your mind, you don't have to say it here, but in your mind, you know, Opal, right?
Absolutely.
You give Opal some chocolate.
Go take Opal out for dinner.
There you go. She'd appreciate it. Because watching television at her house without sound isn't that exciting at this point. No, who would it be? Who in your mind? You got somebody in your mind who, you, if you had to do it, if you had to do something for Sweet Estate, do you know who it would be?
No.
Not even a clue.
I mean, I guess. If I had to pick somebody, there's only like three options to pick.
Well, you got three. There you go. So you'd pick one, and what would you do?
Go out for dinner. Yeah.
Dinner. No marriage proposal.
Absolutely not.
No chocolate.
Well, I mean, I guess you could get chocolate. That's easier than going out for dinner.
Yeah, there you go. balloons?
No, balloons are a waste.
Flowers?
They die in like 5 minutes. And they raise the price, too. So, like, flowers that are usually $6 be like $18, and then they die in like 3 days.
Wonder how many people got deliveries today, because a lot of people don't work tomorrow. Wonder how many people got flowers delivered today. And a lot of flower shops aren't open on the weekends.
Probably a lot.
Isn't that cute? Maybe we can go look online and see how many people got flowers.
Call like Himmerly's, ask them.
Yeah. Marion Flower, what was the count today? What's the body count over there for Sweet Estate? Well, what about Carrington? You could send her some flowers or something.
I'm good.
She's a little rough, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's a little rough around the edges.
Changes in her car and everything.
Oh, can you imagine? 22 years old, changing in her car. She's at a wedding. I bet she's just all teary-eyed. Oh, isn't this wonderful? And, you know, all that.
Yeah, you know, I've been to a few weddings that I thought were good.
I think that's when the clock starts for the divorce at the wedding.
Absolutely.
All right, we're counting down now. It's like New Year's Eve. How much time is this one going to go?
Place the bets.
You know, it's how do we cure this? We've often talked about the symptoms and the disease. How do we cure it?
I think we got to get more people to understand that there's no point to get married, because all it does is you file paperwork that allows you to do your taxes together.
And you want money. It's really a money situation in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, that's about all it does. It ties your finances together.
I've gotten some, because I always try to ask, what do you like about that person? And I've gotten some weird answers over the years.
If somebody ever likes you and you ask them what they like about you and they can't give you a thing, they don't like you.
Well, it needs to be a genuine answer.
Yeah.
It has to do something with your personality. It cannot be something foreign. And I'm telling you, if it's money, anything related to money, and you know in your mind if it's related to money or not, can't do it. I don't like these people trying to buy people off. You know, they'll get gifts for people. And they'll get gifts for the people in their family. That's a red flag.
I agree.
Why don't people get this? Why do they have to be so naive?
Because people are materialistic. And I don't think it's so much that they're naive. I think they understand what's happening. They just don't care because they receive free things out of it.
So it's greed.
Yeah.
Comes right down to greed.
I think so.
That's horrible. Because I've known some really nice people who fell into these silly traps.
I mean, it's bound to happen to at least a few people.
I've never tried to buy anybody off in my life. Ever.
It sounds like a waste of time and money.
Well, I mean, I think, here's the thing. I think if somebody's going to like you, they probably should like you, not for money, for just you. Like, you should not be doing things for them, because then it's going to be false. You're never really going to know if they like you or not. Do they like the things you're doing for them? So you just got to be plain about the whole thing. Either like me or you don't like me. That's it. I'm not buying you anything. I'm not taking you anywhere. This is all there's going to be to it.
You can always just set the ground rule that if you guys go somewhere, you each pay for yourselves.
Dutch. Those Dutch people had it down. That's the way you do it, and then you don't have any trouble.
I agree.
All right. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 53 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, October the 20th, 2023. you know, I think that's pretty well where it starts and where it ends. This is how you live your life. And if you're that unastute, you're unastute.
I mean, yeah.
So we can't fix them.
No, I think they're just kind of stuck there.
I heard that a lot of people like to be in relationships over the holidays.
I think that, yeah, but I think, like, there are a lot of people who like whose grandparents would be like, when are you gonna get married? So I think it's like a kind of a thing like that.
You know what I like? When the family of somebody you were in a thing with contacts you and says, "I always liked you better than like the current person." I like that. To me, that's a good... Then I'll like the family.
I always think it's funny.
But you know that happens.
Yep.
To me, when that happens, then I like the family. Then I'm with the family for life. But, you know, you have to do that. You can't force that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what in that world that girl was thinking, but we liked you the best. That's what you like to hear.
I would think so. I don't think you ever want to hear that anybody just message you and be like, "Hey, man, we don't want you to come around no more. We don't like you."
Well, no, and I don't, you know, it is hard, though. That's one thing. I don't remember. It's hard to be friends with a family of somebody who you've been in a relationship with, because if you ever go around them again, like the family, that person could show up, and you don't want to be talking to them anymore.
I mean, that's when you just got to act like they don't exist.
Well, that's probably what would happen.
Yep.
I mean, you know,
it's the easiest course of action there.
I mean, I could talk to anybody. I really could. Yeah. I don't hold any grudges, so I could talk to them. But I would not like it.
It would just be... I would just rather avoid it.
You know why? Because I know they have horrible taste. So at this point, we have nothing to talk about.
That is fair.
Now, I have stayed friends with a lot of people, as I said, for people in the past. So, you know, there is that. But there's some people who you just can't be friends with because they've got some kind of problem. It's like a Speaker of the House thing. They've got a problem on their hands.
One of these days, they'll have to figure out who to put there.
And I think, well, we gave them a candidate.
We gave them like three.
Well, they've got their choice. They've got their pick. But I guess the bottom line of this whole thing is you should really do your best not to screw your life up.
I mean, I think that's fairly common knowledge.
Well, because when your life ends, and it's going to end one day.
Yeah.
Sooner or later. You want to be a person who is, "Oh, they were married 4 or 5 times." No, you don't want that. You don't want that to be your legacy.
That'd be pretty rough.
Right. So, you know, you want it to be, you know, they were a nice person. They tried. You know, not they failed.
I agree.
What do you think is the appeal for all this? Sweetest Day, Valentine's Day, weddings?
I think people just like to flex their significant others to other people and flex the things that they buy for people to other people. So, like, I think it's all just for, like, show. It's all for social media and things like that.
I do, too, because why else would you have this? I mean, are you really that... You can't stand on your own 2 feet. You got no intestinal fortitude.
You needed to have a holiday to get your wife flowers.
Yeah. Get your wife flowers on Tuesday. Then I'll be impressed.
I don't know. I think it's just... I honestly think that the meaning for holidays has just changed to revolve around money. Also, how did Valentine's Day become a thing? Because the whole story of St. Valentine, I do believe is...
It's a massacre.
...is false.
The St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Yeah, but that was Al Capone.
Yeah, but that was the best one they ever had.
That's the happiest
Valentine's Day there ever was.
When Al Capone had ordered that hit.
But we keep having them still, you know. We're never going to top that one. So why try?
No, we're not.
But yet, every year, pink balloons, pink flowers, pink this, pink that. Do you think, you know, there's a lot of affairs going on. I was reading an article today that there are more people having affairs than you'd think.
I don't doubt it.
No, I believe that's true. But it's interesting because most people, that's a completely false life.
I feel like there's too much stress that would be involved in leading a life like that.
Well, you know, somebody said to me one time, and I don't, what even qualifies as an affair? I really don't even know. I thought affairs were just marriages. If you're married and you have somebody else, I thought that was an affair. If you're in a relationship, I don't know that it's an affair. I really don't. I mean, is it?
I think that'd just be considered cheating.
Yeah, I don't think it's an affair.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they could be used interchangeably, but I always assumed that there was an obvious difference there, that like if you were in a relationship, it was cheating, and if you were married, it was an affair.
Well, somebody asked me one time, and I think it was just because of this idea that there were a lot of cheating going on, a lot of affairs going on, if I ever had anybody do that with me, and I wouldn't even know. I mean, how would you know? Isn't that the whole point? That you're not supposed to know?
I think some people, there are definitely people who know that they are the side piece.
That they know they're being cheated on?
Vice versa, that they know they are doing the, like, they are the person who is, they're the girl who's not the girlfriend. They're the girl who's not the wife. They, like, there's gotta be...
I think the one who's doing the cheating probably, or the one who's the, what is that? It's a side piece, right? Yeah, I think that's what they call it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that person probably does know that there is a wife involved, or a girlfriend.
Yeah.
They don't care. But, I'm saying, I don't know if the wife or the girlfriend always knows.
Oh, I see. No, I mean, I don't think they would. If they would, I think there'd be a lot more divorces and things like that.
But, I mean, would you know if somebody cheated on you? How would you know?
Personally, I have a philosophy that if somebody was going to cheat, they're going to do it anyway, so there's no point to try to police their life, just let them do what they're going to do.
But some people feel that's what you got to do. You got to be in everybody's life constant. I don't like that. See, that is the main disaster for relationships, in my opinion. Why do you have to know everything about somebody? Why do you have to... That is nonsensical.
I think my least favorite part about relationships is when they want to be around me 24/7. Like, I don't need you at my side all day, every day to hang out with me, okay? I promise I'll be okay, you'll be okay.
Yeah, you don't need them there all the time.
Absolutely not.
And the point of it is that, the only thing I really hope is that all my old people still listen to this show. Because that's really all that matters at this point.
That's all that matters.
That's all. As long as you're still listening, I like you. You don't have to like me. That's all there is involved with that. But my point is that I don't... Why do they have to know everything about you? Not that there's anything big hidden or anything. Why do they have to know everything you do? I don't tell anybody everything I do. Those days are over.
Neither do I. I feel like that's a lot of work. I don't even get on my phone all that much.
I just don't know. Why would you want to know all about me? I'm not trying to know all about you.
I have no idea. It's like when people share, like, overshare on social media. Like, what's the point? I don't care.
Well, you know what? I don't know what... And I guess the final question. What causes people to fall out of love? They fall in, they fall out.
I think just time. Or alternatively...
time and boredom.
I honestly think that's it. You can only have the same conversation with somebody so many times, and you're going to talk to that person significantly more than there are going to be new topics of conversation that come up.
And here's a lesson to learn. Everybody in the beginning is going to be fascinating because they're new.
Yep.
But eventually, give it a couple years... they're all going to fall into the same category that everybody else did, because eventually you're going to rehash that ground again.
It's unfortunate, but it is the truth.
That's life.
Yep.
So what have you learned tonight as we wrap this up?
I learned that Sweetest Day is a holiday so capitalism can make more money.
That's right. Everybody else will be playing into it tomorrow except you and I.
Yep.
And we may have found a new Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
If Ted Williams is on the ballot next week, we'll know we did our civic duty tonight. Well, I hope everybody has a great night tonight. For Matt Morgan, Scott Spears for Friday Night Live, heading for the dugout.
With the air with us, just call in 383-9944. We would love to hear from you, and we'll hear you on the show.
Over the Back Fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker and Scott Spears every Friday morning here on WGH Talk from 9:15 until 10 a.m. Call in anytime at 740-383-9944.
The Marion Towers Apartments, address 400 Delaware Avenue, phone number 740-387-9050.
Did you receive a call or message?